How do you like me now? I know you do. I know you like me. Welcome to the podcast that always takes it there. I'm your host, T, from the infamous tblog.com, and now I reside right here, right fucking here, on the T Podcast to entertain all of you lovely people. Some people say I have a way with words. Some people call me the Tom Brady of blogging, the Conor McGregor of podcasting. Some even say that I am the white Tupac of screenwriting. Thug Life. Also, the King of the Bean, aka Boston. Title Town. Go Bruins. But most importantly, I am the man who is always, always, always on his grown man shit. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. Now let me do what I do. Right here. Three times a week, and that is to entertain the shit out of all of you. Today is Thursday, May 23rd, 2019. Keeping it with something I stated yesterday, trying to be topical. Got the feedback from a lot of you. There's a lot of stuff out there, and you all know I have some motherfucking opinions. That's right. I have opinions on top of opinions on top of opinions. So I will come here to tell my stories. I will come here to share what I've written on TV. I could take all those stories and turn it into an entertaining podcast and get your feedback and talk about my travels and my dating adventures and family life and corporate America and working out and the grown man shit and the bro code. Yes. But keeping with my promise to get a little more topical that I stated yesterday on the podcast, if you tuned in, if you have not, pause this. Go back to iTunes, go back to tblog.com, pull up yesterday's podcast, shit, pull up Tuesday's podcast, and listen to me with the Wolfpack. My nieces, well, just one niece, and my nephew were in the studio, were in the office, were in the Tea Palace. Listen to it all. Very entertaining quality, very high quality, typical tea shit that I'm just putting out there. And I want you to enjoy all of me, and everything I'm trying to get out there to all of you. Today, jumping in to everything that's going on in the world, everything that I want to get into. Yesterday, obviously, I got into my rants about Alabama, the Game of Thrones redo petitioners, fucking silly asses, silencing Uber drivers, because ain't nobody trying to fucking talk to Uber drivers, because you don't know who the fuck they are, they're strangers. They might just turn around and fucking stab you in the neck. You never know what's going to happen in there. Talking about they want a 5-star rating when they just could be a fucking murderer. I don't know. I don't want the small talk. Matter of fact, if you turn around and get out of line, I'll snap your fucking neck. We'll both fucking die. I don't give a shit. I don't trust you, Uber driver. Fuck you and your small talk. I'm silencing you now. And of course, my little rant on the potential of Robert Pattinson, the sparkly vampire, being the new Batman. What the fuck, DC? Today, I'm jumping right into something where I saw a couple weeks ago. I remember seeing this years ago, and I've had this conversation with people for some reason. I don't know why this is a thing now. It's just really odd. And I have the same stance now that I had last year or 5 years ago. Shit, my entire life. The stance that I have is ever since I was able as a child to hop into a shower and wash myself, not bathe myself. Now, let me picture this for you. Let me give you a little scenario. Growing up in East Boston, the third floor apartment, we didn't have a shower the first 15 years of my life. Oh no, we had a tub, an old-fashioned tub. My mother was big on baths. We had to take fucking baths, like fucking just bathe. Bathe in your filth. I hate fucking baths. Instead, we got this little hose that went to the faucet. And that just, instead of like a shower, you're basically sitting down. So I didn't want to bathe in my water. So the first 15 years of my life, I had this little hose extension. So I had two options, either bathe in my own fucking filth like I was a human soup, or get this little fucking hose and just like it was like, you know, sitting in a shower and you're hosing yourself down like a fucking dog. So I went down the dog method. I thought it was insane. I used to complain to my mother that we lived like fucking third world fucking people because my cheap ass Sicilian fucking landlord didn't want to put a shower in there. It was very fucking odd. I'd explain to friends and shit when they came over. Like, what do you do? Oh, I go, I hose myself down like a fucking dog, or I have to take a fucking bath. And they weren't fucking getting that. And now I'm over here like, this is how it is. This is how I fucking live. I wasn't proud of it. You were fucking poor. We were broke. But you know what? We made things weirder than what they had to fucking be. That's just how it is. I'm comfortable talking about it now. So finally, at 15 years old, my landlord, the cheap fuck that he was, took our old-fashioned tub and built this makeshift, had these other old-school, I can say wops because I'm Italian, fucking Guinea wops come in, and they just did this makeshift fucking shower. We had a shitty shower curtain, but it was a shower. It was doable. It was built around the fucking tub, and finally had a real-life shower. Okay? So anyway, any time that I was either taking a bath, sitting in there in my own filth, or hosing myself down with a little hose like a fucking, like a dog, anytime I was fucking doing that, I knew how to wash myself. And standing up later on when I got to stand up in the shower, and even now as a grown man, I knew how to wash myself. But there is this debate back then and now, do you, this is proposed out there on Twitter, Instagram, all these little fucking polls that they had out there, when you get in the shower, do you wash your feet? Do you wash your legs? And there are some people out there who don't. Apparently they get in the shower and, you know, they do their hair. Mostly, you know, women who have the different types of shampoos and conditioners spend the time on the hair. Men and women, they take, whether it's a bar of soap, maybe it's that fucking brush thing, the Louvre. I know that's the fucking museum. Or the loofer, where the fuck those things are. Or the face cloth. Or it's maybe a body wash, a lotion. You wash your body, right? You wash your head, you wash your hair, you wash your face, you wash your arms, your armpits, you wash your chest, your back as much as you can reach, your ass, your balls if you have them, your dick if you have it, your vagina if you have one. Then you work your way down to your thighs, your upper leg, your ass cheeks, in between the taint, the fucking ass crack, and you work your way down to your knees, your calves, and your feet. You bend down, lift them up halfway, and you fucking wash your feet, right? That's what I thought. That's what I do. Now you're picturing me fucking bathing in the shower. But there are motherfuckers out there who don't wash their feet, apparently. Don't wash their legs. They stop at their private area. Why the fuck would you stop at your balls or your vagina? Why would you not finish the job? Like, when you... I know, like, when you're with somebody, they're not obviously spending a lot of time below that area. That's the area you focus on. Like, they're not going down to smell your feet and your legs, unless some people are into that kinky foot licking and massaging shit. But you're supposed to wash your entire fucking body. And to see that there are women out there, and I like clicked on little profile pictures, see what they look like. Beautiful, sexy women who aren't washing their legs, except when they, I guess, when they shave them, or I don't know what they do, or aren't washing their feet on the regular. That was fucking disgusting. To me, I don't know how this is even a topic, but there are people out there, and if you didn't know this, the T-Podcast listener audience, there are people out there that don't wash the lower part of their body. They stop at their private parts. That's right. They got smelly ass, I don't know, back of their legs, glutes, fucking hamstrings, calves, fucking, you name it. Their fucking shins all the way down to their ankles, their toes, and the bottom of their feet are nasty. They don't wash that shit. So make that a topic of conversation with the person you're dating, the person you're married to, if you haven't fucking showered with them, I don't know. Anybody they're interested in, a friend, I don't know, just ask them. Find out if they do that and let them answer. And if they are a nasty motherfucker, get them out of your life. That's just fucking gross. So for the record, for this debate, which I can't believe is a debate, do I wash my entire body? You bet your fucking smelly ass, because I think you probably have a smelly ass, that I do. Okay? Fuck. Fucking people. Something wrong with you motherfuckers out there. Moving on. You know what that made me think of before I move on? There was a girl that I was into, and I won't reveal too many details. And again, no fault to her, because I didn't know exactly what was going on. Beautiful, beautiful face. She had that typical stuff I used to like. Big blue eyes, long dark hair, big lips, big smile. This porcelain skin, curves, nice ass, big boobs, into fitness, really cool girl. We were on and off the record of seeing each other, doing our thing. And her legs, she wore a skirt one time. And again, I don't know if it was a health issue or something going on. It wasn't, it looked like mosquito bites all over her legs, but they weren't mosquito bites because she had them year round. And it was like in the winter and she wore something one time and I saw it. And that bugged me out. I know it could have been a medical condition. I don't know. Obviously something she didn't really want. I don't know if she wanted to talk about it, but she felt comfortable wearing skirts and whatnot around people, out in public. And she had these red marks on her leg. And now with this debate going on, it's making me think, I don't know if it was a health issue or more of a hygiene issue. But if she was one of those people that, again, she had to shave her legs, so I don't know what the fuck she was doing. But if she didn't bathe them enough, I don't know what her hygiene routine was. But that would make a lot of sense why it didn't work out between us. There's a lot of reasons, but that's one of the main reasons. And I'm glad that baby Jesus up there didn't allow us to go any further in our romantic adventures, because I would have found out eventually maybe that she wasn't a lower half, quarter half body washer. And I would have been grossed the fuck out. So that's the end of that fucking topic. Okay? Moving on. We lost a famous animal. Famous pet last week, something near and dear to my cold black heart, because I have Tiger Cat Tigger on Instagram, Tigger the Tiger Cat, my cat Tigger, my little therapy kitten who's now fully trained like a dog who could fetch and probably do shit that your golden retriever can't even do. That's right. That's just how my cat gets down. He's intelligent like his fucking master, like his father, his daddy, whatever the fuck you want to call me. But there was a, you know, memes. I'm a big meme guy, right? Fucking, I've said that before. You probably love memes. Memes are the thing. Anytime there's something popular or topical going on, there's somebody out there making something on their phone or their computer, and they take a screenshot of a movie or a TV show or a YouTube video, and they slap some words on it. And sometimes they put situations out there, and they make it current and relatable to you, and you see it. You see it on social media, you see it on Twitter, you see it on Facebook, you see it on Instagram, and you're like, oh shit, this is funny, and you send it the link, or you save it, and you screenshot it, and you send it to all your friends, and you want to drop that fire meme, be like, you're the first person, not like you created it though, but you're the first person to send it to your group chat, right? And you get all the credit, like, oh shit, I'm dropping the fire, kind of like back in the day, you get the aux and play the music, like, oh shit, what's that? It's not your song, you ain't singing, you're not the fucking DJ, you didn't make the fucking beats, but you take credit for that. Like, I introduced you to that song. I introduced you to that TV show. I introduced you to that meme. Well, something that's been very popular over the past years, the meme, one of the first animals that got over to that, has now passed away, and that is Grumpy Cat. Grumpy Cat, the first real celebrity animal from the meme world, if you will, that got big off of memes. Obviously, Tigger followed her on his Instagram, because that's what you do. When you're an animal, you follow other animals. So Tigger, and when we're going through his feed, Grumpy Cat stuff would always show up in the feed, and you know, Tigger would like it. He'd be like, oh, Pops, like that one right there. She looking fly. You know, because Tigger's a man. He had a crush on Grumpy Cat. And I'm like, all right, well, fuck, we'll do that. Because, you know, he doesn't have opposable thumbs. He couldn't like that shit himself. He could do a lot of things, but he can't be liking shit on the fucking phone. He could look at it, point things out. So Grumpy Cat, they're, owners, their parents, whatever you want to call them, took this funny little dwarf cat, big eyes, small little legs. More importantly, she always looked grumpy. She had like the little lips. Picture me doing that, like going down, always bent down, always making a frown. And that was like, oh, Grumpy Cat. And that cat became a celebrity. And celebrities were taking pictures with that. Fuck, she even showed up at South by Southwest. I remember some friends that went out there saying how long the line was to go meet Grumpy Cat. And Grumpy Cat, far as I can recall, was the trendsetter, the starter to take your animal and make a page for it, to make it popular, to make it funny, to put up little captions. And they merged that. Grumpy Cat was merged with memes, and she became a social media sensation. And apparently, at 7 years old, Grumpy Cat had a urinary tract infection, and she passed away in the arms of her owners and her mom, or meow me, as they say. I don't say that. I would never say that. But Grumpy Cat is no longer with us. The first animal I can recall passing away that comes from that meme generation. I'm sure there's going to be more. We're going to learn about all these people out there that make memes and stuff eventually. You know, that's all they're known for. You know, whether it's like a fuck Jerry or the fat Jewish, you know, eventually these meme people are going to pass away and die one day. And this is an animal. But I'm just thinking about that now, that we got a whole meme generation. We got all these millennial and fucking Gen Zers that are, you know, making lives and celebrity statuses and income. Some of them making a pretty good income off of memes. So Grumpy Cat was a pioneer in many ways. And maybe her death is even something that there's something new and different to all of us that eventually we're going to have to deal with, inevitably, with a lot of other folks. So RIP Grumpy Cat. Tigger poured out some milk for her. I'll pour out some water because I'm on a pretty good routine right now, even though I've been dating a lot and trying to get out there. And actually got two dates this week that I'm going to be drinking some fucking wine. But I'll pour out some water for Grumpy Cat. So RIP Grumpy Cat at 7 years old. That's sad. You all come here to listen to me. So moving on to the next topic. You listen to my voice. I've gone on and on. You can hear it. I try to slow it down. I try to articulate for all you listening folks in the middle of the country that aren't near the oceans that I don't sound like I have an accent. I don't talk like that. It's fucking nuts. But you all can tell I'm pro-Boston. I'm Boston everything, even though I travel the world and I try to be entertaining to folks outside of Boston, outside the Northeast. As much as I'm aware, and obviously I'm a podcaster, what I do here is talk. You can hear it, the Boston accent. That's right. I'm proud of the Boston accent. I don't hide my Boston accent. I try to articulate and pronounce and pronounce my words as best as I can here. But the Boston accent, as much as I've been an advocate and proud of it and getting it out there and telling people that it's one of the greatest accents of all time. And I have funny stories when I'm in another country, when I talk fast, especially when I was in England and those people would talk fast, whether it was the East Enders or the West Enders, and it would be a breakdown in translation. And meanwhile, we're both speaking fucking English. They're speaking King's English, and I'm over here speaking fucking Boston English, but we still couldn't understand each other. Go figure, it's fucking English. But a travel company called the Big Seven, or just Big Seven, never heard it before, took the Boston accent and rated it the number two accent in the country, or in the world. I don't know where exactly. I'm going to say the country. Because number one, I don't know why, was the Texas accent. You're telling me that people that go, well, I reckon, y'all, I'm a hillbilly with little Dwight Yoakam in that old town road drinking my Budweiser in the back of my pickup and shooting shit looking for oil. You're telling me that is sexier than say hi to your mother for me, kid? You serious? That's sexier than that? Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, you can have your little, because, you know, Boston has so many titles as it is, right? I know you all fucking, as of this recording, as the Bruins are about to go into another championship game. That would be the 18th championship series of games since 2001. And if they win, that'll be the 13th fucking title in Boston from 2001, a.k.a. Title Town. The Bean. Boston. Bean Town. So I'll let Texas have the accent thing for now, according to this Big Seven fucking travel company. But the Boston accent, this accent, to all you ladies out there, you hear that? Now, of course, I'm not doing it as Boston for the podcast, but imagine talking to me in person. Let me slow it down a little bit. All you ladies, get a little closer. You got me in your headphones? Huh? You got me in your car? What are you doing? You want to tremble right now? What are you doing? What are you wearing? Huh? What are you wearing? See, T has the Boston accent, the number two sexiest accent in the world. I don't know if that's even what that Big Seven company said, but let's just go with it. My accent makes you all feel good, right? Get you all turned on. You like that? Talk a little fast. I'm going to say my motherfucking ass. You see that? I didn't say motherfucker. Motherfucker. That's what I do here. For you ladies out there, you want a real man with a real accent? Come. We could put on Good Will Hunting. We could put on The Departed. See, not Departed. Departed. We could sit there. We could talk. We'll eat some clam chowder. You like that? You can make it. I don't cook. My milk guy doesn't make clam chowder. We could do that. We could shoot the shit. And I'll just talk. I love to fucking talk. But I'll talk in the Boston accent. And you'd be like, oh my God. Oh my God. There's something happening to me right now. I'm having an orgasm in my ear. That's right. That's what you're going to say. Because of the Boston accent. You like that? That's right. Hit me up. Holla. I'll give you my DM messages at the end of the show. Anyway, all kidding aside, the Boston accent, been saying it for years. It's the greatest accent in the fucking world. What can I say? Fuck Texas. We'll end up coming from that top spot eventually. In my mind, in my eyes, I love the accent. You should too. Moving on. One other thing I want to cover, which I don't know why this is even a thing. It's just something I had to get out there. I don't eat a lot of bread. You know, I've said it before. I got a meal prep guy. He preps my meals Monday through Friday, well, depending on what I'm doing for the weekend. If I'm running around, if I got a date or with friends and family, one of those days would be a cheat day. Or one of those other days would be a cheat meal. But from Monday through Friday, I'm very clean. I don't do bread. I don't do bagels. I don't toast anything. I don't eat waffles. You know, like, huh? No, it's not me. There are people at work that we have a panini maker, and they make paninis. Okay, to each their own. So, but I don't toast things. It doesn't happen often. If it's a cheat day, like on the rarity, like I won't go buy a loaf of bread. I just wouldn't do it. If I had to get something toasted, when I moved into the Tea Palace, I got this ridiculous high-end toaster because I wanted all new appliances. And I've toasted, been here 6-7 weeks now. I think I've toasted one thing. I think I made toast once. If I make toast, I've seen this out there too. There's like patterns of how dark the toast should be. Everybody usually goes for the happy middle. I get that 9 out of 10 times. Well, you put a little bit of, I don't know, I get this like blueberry mix. It's not even like a jelly. It's like almost whole blueberries. Almost healthy. So if I had to do that, throw that on there. I mean, sometimes people butter on it. You know, I'm not really big on butter. But if I don't go out drinking anymore, but if I ever got drunk back in the day, I would get the bread and I would burn the toast. I make it black and put the butter on it, and that actually would coat my belly and soothe my stomach, right? So it's toast. Toast is fucking toast. Any toaster can make fucking toast, regardless if you get a fucking $5 toaster or a high-end one. I don't know. Toast is toast, right? Wrong. Apparently not to the fucking Japanese. You know what they did? Mitsubishi Electric. I'm assuming it's the same people that make Mitsubishi cars. I don't like fucking Mitsubishi. You ever remember back in the day people driving those Mitsubishi Eclipses? Always douchebags drove an Eclipse. I hated those fucking kids. A douchebag for guys drove an Eclipse, that was a douchebag. The equivalent for a girl was a Mazda or probably a Volkswagen. Anytime you see somebody, even to this day, driving those three types of cars, and if you drive them and you don't realize it, you may be a douchebag. But Eclipse drivers back in the day, Mitsubishi, douchebags. Goes to say something about Mitsubishi Electric out there in Japan. You know what the fuck they made? They made this machine. It's not even like the traditional toaster where you drop the fucking toast in from the top and you pull the fucking lever down and eventually once it heats up, it pops up. You know, you put to the setting. It's kind of like a panini maker. That's why I brought that up, where you close it down. One piece of toast at a time. And it makes the perfect piece of toast with that middle brown I was telling you about. One piece at a time. So that's another thing. You kind of want to warm two pieces at a time, right? You make a sandwich or you warm it up. You kind of get to eat it both warm. Depends how fast you get through the first piece. But this machine, one piece at a time. By the time you go make the second piece, the other piece is going to be cold, which is fucking stupid. But anyway, this perfect individual one piece toaster of bread from Mitsubishi Electric in Japan. It's available, I think, here. You can order it too. Goes for $270. Could you imagine sitting there being like, you know what I fucking need right now? Of all these things I got going on. Because people run to Target and they get all weird shit in Target. I don't think this is available at fucking Target. But people fucking just run around and they get their shit, they get their appliances, whether Bed Bath & Beyond, people doing their shopping, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Could you imagine coming across the things you're picking up? I don't know. If you're just doing a casual shopping at Target or Bed Bath, or maybe you feel like you're just going on a binge, like, oh, I need these earphones or earbuds or these AirPods from Apple. You know, you can go and make a large purchase or it's time to get a new iPhone. Could you, like, sit there and fathom, like, you know what I really need? You know what the fuck I really need? I need the perfect piece of fucking toast, and I'm willing to spend $270 on it. Now, I could say that I spend money on things for people just to make them happy. Now, if there's anybody in my life out there, now, I'm talking to friends and family, not the typical Tea Podcast listen audience. I got friends and family listen to the Tea Podcast. You all know I'm a straight shooter. I'm pretty honest, and I love spoiling friends and family. But if any of you are diehard toast lovers and you want the perfect piece of toast, if you ever think I would buy you a $270 toast machine that makes the perfect piece of toast, guess what I'll do? If you said that you wanted that or you even bought it for yourself, whether I go out there and I buy it for you because you let me know you want it or you bought it for yourself, I'm going to take that perfect toast machine. Some of you that know me know I'm going with this. And I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to smash it over your fucking head because you spent $270 on a perfect piece of toast maker, one individual piece of toast. Or I will buy it because it's not the money thing, it's the principle. And you all know from listening to the Tea Podcast. Now, this is for the general listening Tea Podcast audience and my friends and family. Then I'm a man of principle. I have no problem spending that $270 and smashing it over your fucking head because you actually wanted that. $270 individual perfect fucking piece of toast maker. Okay? That's fucking insane. I'm done. Hans Zimmer's coming in. You know how we do this. I got to close it out. For all you people out there that want to hit me up and maybe get a little personal with the Boston accent, you can reach me in several places. I'm just kidding. Not really. Instagram, I'm on two accounts. The_T_podcast. You can DM me there. I put memes up there. I don't put Grumpy Cat up there, but I put memes up there. If you want to find Grumpy Cat shit or cat stuff, go find fucking Tiger Cat Tigger. I have links to his account on both my T-Blog, Instagram, and both the T-Podcast. But the_T_podcast and T-Blog, two separate accounts. Read the bio. I got links on there to both the podcast and to Tigger's page. Check it out. I'm on Twitter, T-Blog, all one word. Facebook, the T-Blog page, still there. Post a lot of stuff up there. You can message me on any of those platforms. Find me on email, t@t-blog.com. You can always find me here on T-Blog, but I'm always here 3 times a week. Topical, telling my team stories, T-Blog shit, to a new audience, all 400 T-episodes. And that's the show, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, always take it.